The origins of Skagway's summer softball tournament are unclear, but it has been an annual tradition for over 20 years. People from around Southeast Alaska and the Yukon assemble co-ed teams each year for a friendly competition the weekend before the 4th of July. Adam Smith has been involved with organizing the last few tournaments. He recently took the helm as league commissioner this year. He says the event is the perfect opportunity for people to let loose and get away from the hustle and bustle of Skagway's summer tourism industry. But the tournament is especially popular for Whitehorse residents who take time off at the start of July for Canada Day.
Whitehorse kind of make the tournament because they always show up good. I think last year we had 10 Whitehorse teams, so... this year we're missing a Haynes team. Like someone's getting married over in Haynes. So kind of took the team for that.
This year, four teams represented for Skagway. One team came up on the ferry from Juneau, and eight teams came down from Whitehorse. The lineup for each group is always varied. Some may only have 10 players on their roster, while others bring 20 people out to play. There is a wide range of ages and abilities as well.
I mean, you got anywhere from, you know, someone at their first season up here, you know, 18 years old, fresh out of high school or whatever, or out of college, all the way up to, you know, there's people playing out there that are 50 plus. So it's a pretty diverse group, and you see it all. You see something you haven't seen in a softball game almost every game. So it's pretty entertaining.
Smith has been playing for AMAC Towing the last few years. When asked how he's feeling about his team this year, he plays it cool.
I think we'll let our bats talk for us, though. But we're excited to play.
Come on. One curve.
On the first day, there is pool play to determine the seed for each team. After dividing teams into an A division and a B division, bracket play begins the following day for the double elimination tournament. Bo Damian is the captain of the Pretty Pitches, a team out of Juneau. He first started playing in this tournament 11 years ago when he was 16. He says that this year he's looking for redemption after a tough loss to AMAC.
They crushed our dreams, you know, a few years back, so, you know, we got to come back at them. We know the Jays from Whitehorse, they're a really good team. They're typically their top team in Whitehorse, so we gotta come ready to play against them.
After a weekend of competitive play, the Pretty Pitches emerged victorious from the A division tournament, and the Padres out of Whitehorse won the B division. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.